Adili hai ilu nasi binyanik nukha khullugu katilim migatta 2016-2017 ami. Welcome to our 2016-2017 stand-up day assembly.
Imma katilugu ikhai gummalugu binyanik salagi gummalugu.
We are having this event to raise awareness of the need to stand up to bullying in all its forms. We all have a role in standing up to bullying.
Nakumi vugu damane khatau gatsi ikayu ikayu gumagatsi damana pichu tigillugu ilinya vittinni.
We like to thank you for participating and helping to raise anti-bullying awareness in our school.
Mana Mr. Larkin ama Mrs. Degree naitumik ukhala swayuk.
Now I'd like to call upon Mr. Larkin and Mrs. Dicker for a few words of welcome.
Nakumik Samantha amma Emilia. Ullaseak atiliha ilunasi. Ullumi katibugut pinnianik pichutigillugu. Pinnianik sakhiya hattamat namitswatuinna. Ilinniavinni nunaptini. Nukhahuslagalwattavut. Suhusivut hitungavut anitausuhumata. Mana ilau hataulusi ikhaititsivuhut takuvatsanik.
Thank you, Ms. Dicker. I just wanted to welcome everybody here in observance of Pink Day, Stand Up to Bullying Day. I'd like to welcome community members, staff, and students. And we have some poetry contest winners, some door decorating contest winners. And we have some videos and some presentations by students, all of them under the theme of Make Nice and this Stand Up Day. So welcome everyone, and please observe the proceedings. Thank you.
Now the JHMS choir will be singing All Canada. Megan Dicker and Mr. Craig Way will be doing a stand-up pledge.
Today I have an obligation.
Of the main pinyang umayaka.
No longer will I be silent if you need help.
Nipaito niyago na hunga, ikayuntaw umagama.
Silence is participation.
Nipakanginik ilaliuyuk.
We're all different, but we all deserve respect.
Ajiging ilagut ilunata suliyugi yaugya kabugut.
I refuse to participate in the problem.
Ilagi human humangitangka yungitu.
If you need help, come to me.
Ikayuntaw sumuputi.
If I think you need help, I'm getting involved.
Ikayuntaw ya kabugut ikayun ya kabugut.
I got your back.
How you did simagut? Simagut.
Nakumi Megan and Green.
The JHMS choir will now do the song "I'll Stand By You."
Nagumik JHMS choir. Now the grade 4 class will be doing the promise.
I will talk to an adult when they are
week grade 4 class.
The principal statement by Mr. Larkin.
I just wanted to say up front that the RCMP are usually here as one stand-up day. They couldn't be here today because of prior commitments at court, the courts in town. But bullying, I don't think there's anything more damaging, I think, to not just to young people, but to adults as well. The scars from bullying you can carry with you for a lifetime. They don't need scars that are physical that will heal over, because those scars will heal. But psychological scars you can carry with you for a lifetime. And they can damage the way you think about yourself. They can shape the way you behave in your society. They'll shape the way you want to fulfill your ideas you have for yourself, your vision for yourself. Because those scars last a lifetime. It's also, however, as we're finding out through stand-up day, these things can be stopped. And this is why we talk about the bystanders in bullying. If you see bullying, you take a stand. And because studies will tell you that it just takes one person to stand up to a bully. Beside the person being bullied, if one person stands up for that person, the bullying disappears. As simple as that. But if we just stand by and let it continue, it will continue. And it will continue to cause damage to people, psychological damage particularly. But the whole theme of Stand Up Day is to help us realize the role we have as participants in this. We can, the idea is to not be a bystander, but the idea is to step forward and make your presence and your voice known and stop the bullying, because we can all do it, and we all have a role in it. It comes in many forms, bullying does, physical, that's easy to see, psychological bullying, cyberbullying is especially difficult. It's hidden away, and you see some of this a little later in the video. But again, people are usually aware of this, that this is going on. So I implore you and beg you not to be a bystander, as the whole purpose of Stand Up Day tells us, to stand up and take a stand and say, no, we're not going to stand for this. Because we can all do that. We all have that voice and we all have that presence. So I'll leave you with that. Thank you.
Nakumik, Mr. Larkin. There will now be a video about standing up to stop bullying.
Welcome to our recreation of the story, The Juice Box Bully. The story begins in Miss Ella's classroom. A new student is being introduced to the classroom. Let's welcome Sasha to our class, everyone.
Hi, Sasha!
Sasha, you'll be sitting next to him. This room is our school. Hats aren't allowed inside.
You're not my mother!
Okay, class, start working on your writing assignment. At our school, hats are only allowed inside.
Thanks a lot.
Later that morning in recess.
Hey Sasha, do you want to get in the game?
Not with those nerds. Why would I want to play with them?
Well then, what do you want to do?
Let's do them. We're better than them. We can have our own game.
No, that's not how we do things around here.
Fine, I'll do it myself since you're such a chicken.
Hey, that's me!
Okay, catch!
Hey, where are you going?
Duh, I'm with my ball.
What are you gonna do with that?
That no one would just stand by. We don't accept behavior that makes others feel bad. When someone's not being nice, we all speak up. Since you're new in our school, we'd like you to make the same promise.
Dumb rules, dumb promises.
Later that day at snack time,
Very, very well. Very well done. So I'll hand the stage back to Miss Antuk and Miss Sensei again right now.
Binyanik Nukaloli Mana.
Hey, everybody.